Hello.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love astrology and love and are fascinated by how it plays out in our daily lives, in the news headlines, and can be such a usable skill on a daily basis to make our life easier. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I am joined by my New York compatriots, Anne
Ortley, talking to you from the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And Mark's taking a pass tonight because he has a yoga class at 5 in the morning or something.
Oh, my.
Horrible like that, you know. I mean, he loves it. I just go, 5 in the morning? Really? Wow, yeah, go home and go to sleep.
Yeah,
we don't have
really.
Mark with us today. Yeah.
Okay, so, wonderful.
But he's here in spirit. He's sleeping right now, so he's getting a little snooze on. It's all good.
And so, you and Mark are still up here weekly and at the Open Center. Where are you playing these days?
Yeah, we are at the Open Center every Tuesday night. It's actually the Church of the Transfiguration on Tuesday night. But you enter through the Open Center and you go to the back. And it's $5, and it's from 7 to 8 o'clock at night. We talk about different topics every week, and then, of course, what's going on in the heavens above. And it's a great opportunity to meet other astrologers and commune, so to speak. It's a nice group. It's been going now about, I want to say 2007, Heather. That was when you first met, right?
Yeah.
It was actually Heather's idea. Heather's what started the whole thing, so we have you to thank for it.
And I still play there when I get back in town, and when I'm in New York, I get you let me come join you all.
Well, you're Access Astrology. You're just our remote member, you know.
I'm just
a remote
member.
If you could tune in every week, we would have you there every week. So
that would be wonderful. And tomorrow night, I have a class here in St. Paul where we talk charts, and I ask people to bring their charts, whether they are their own charts or charts that they're working on, and it's like studying conversational Italian, only we're talking conversational astrology. We do case histories, and we ask people to talk about their charts so we can see how the charts unfold. So it's a drop-in basis, my house, see me, and we'll take care of that. So this whole week, we're still dealing with the great thick fuzz of Mercury retrograde and a Pisces lineup. We're sort of puddling around in those inner worlds with Neptune, Venus, Chiron, Mercury, the Sun, Mars, Hygieia, all lined up in Pisces. And it's really splishy. At the moment, tonight, the moon
splishy is a good word for it.
Squishy. And it's, you know, I'm finding people, energy level is so low, and they're berating themselves for not getting more done. But it's not a linear time. It's a magical time if you want to do meditation or visualization or any shamanic work. If you want to pray, to, you know, do some divination, really deep time for that work.
Right.
And then, and the moon is in Sagittarius tonight, so it's kind of more upbeat and positive than it was a few days ago when the moon was in Scorpio and this lineup was going on. And the moon
The weekend was really working deeply inside, very deep internal work. Yeah.
Very deep internal work and very, you know, below words.
Yeah, no word work. The stuff where you just go, okay, I just need to sit here on the couch and think.
Right. And I'm hoping
or go to bed
that...
and go to dreamland. Which is what I did. I did a lot of dreamland last week.
And in the middle of this lineup of planets and Mercury retrograde, the Obama just announced 3 new cabinet members. And there's a good chance that those cabinet members will be given a run for their money by Congress. You know, with the astrology of the moment, it's not really an easy time to follow through on things. It's not impossible. I'm not saying they won't be elected, but it may be a circuitous or delayed or questioned event for them.
And it's so weird. It used to be, you know, your Congress, you know, your people are your people. You get to put them on, and nobody gives you a hard time about it. Now it's like, you know, Just a whole different world we're dealing with.
A whole different world. A whole different world of doubt.
We're supposed to advise and consent, not necessarily.
You know, and I certainly don't see them getting their financial work together while this planet lineup is in Pisces and Mercury is retrograde. It's a good time to go back and try to figure things out. But this is all going to change next Tuesday, and we'll talk a lot more about that next Tuesday. But Mars heads into its own sign of Aries, and the Moon heads into Aries as well, right after the new Moon in Pisces. So that will be Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and a couple of asteroids, and Neptune all in Pisces. A huge lineup, huge stellium over the weekend. And really, we think we're mushy now, just wait until then.
Wait until the weekend, we're even more mushy.
Yeah, even more mushy.
Because also the Saturn-Pluto perfects on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's the second of the three. So this is that whole evolution. You know, the universe is saying to us, evolve, evolve, evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why everything is so
formless. Do your work. Yep.
Do your work. Evolve. You know, don't know lollygagging. And, you know, we're all like, what am I supposed to do again? I want to go to bed. Or I don't want to do that anymore. And a lot of times we get to places we don't want, we figure out we don't want to do something. And that's how we actually make the change to move towards something we do want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's very powerful week for all of us to kind of go, okay, you know, what do we need to do and how do we need to get there, you know? And that's really the goal. And it's not about judging it. It's about hanging in the space of the possible, you know, because it's really about what's possible for you and what is the dream. A lot of dream shifting.
I always think of Pisces
as dreams, right? And rainbows and tears. A lot of people are crying, too. You know, it's a lot of... you know, very sad feeling stuff, or
and
energy
lots
of release,
of
energy
thing,
releasing because it's the last cycle of Pisces. So when you see this much water in the heavens, what do you tell people to do, Heather?
Let themselves cry for one thing, but I'd say not attached to the feelings. Notice that they're feeling the sadness. They're feeling, you know, the wimpiness, and they're feeling the vulnerability, but not to look too far ahead right now. Don't read into the future like, I'll always feel like this. I'm stuck here. Don't get stuck there. But notice that the sadness is happening. We tend to attach long stories to those feelings, and that's really not the point.
Right.
So.
Yeah, maybe even unattach the long stories to those feelings. Say, you know, this is a very familiar story, and I think I want to drift away from it rather than immerse myself in it again.
Yeah.
Pisces, where on a bad day we can make ourselves feel a little like an orphan, or we can get into, you know, one's ever going to love me, and, you know,
Don't try to describe the story.
Yeah.
You know, I've had so many clients that are really in a vulnerable place, and it could be, you know, one client whose defenses are just softening in the most lovely way after being guarded for all her life. And now she's just really letting down her defenses. And it's scary for her because she's feeling so soft and vulnerable. So if you're in a safe place to feel soft and vulnerable, it can be a real opening. And if you're not feeling safe, it's, you know, one of the things is, how can I feel safer here? What would help me feel safer in this moment? Just being where I am, just being this vulnerable. If you are feeling overwhelmed by problems, because some people are facing real crap in the middle of this, having no energy, and I just ask them to parse it down and deal with what's right in front of them. That's big enough agenda, rather than look too far ahead.
Right. Don't think you have to solve the whole thing, because quite frankly, once all the water shifts again, like the ocean, the tide goes out. You know, you sit there and you keep moving your beach chair back, and then it stops attacking you, and you go, oh, right, the tide shifts. Okay, it's going the other way now. And understand we are in a really big tidal shift. Think of this as the tides kind of adjusting, the tides of our life, you know. And I do find it is very powerful for any kind of body work any kind of shamanic work. You know, I've got a couple people doing soul retrievals or soul extractions.
Perfect time to be doing that.
Great time to do that. Great time to run into the ghosts of your past, you know. To have a dream of a dead relative or a dead family member who comes and talks to you about a situation in their life. Great time to release things and let them go permanently. You know, it's a very permanent ending energy. It's the last sign of the zodiac. So it says that whole cycle, that whole growth cycle is finishing up, and we're releasing, releasing, releasing. And with all the personal planets in water, every personal planet is releasing something. And your Pisces house, of course, is completely flooded. In my case, it's my first house, so I'm completely flooded with this cold. And all I've been doing is sleeping, but it's been, you know, it's been really beneficial because I don't normally do that, you know. I've answered a few emails, and then I go back to bed again, you know. That's what I can handle right now. And it's understanding that, you know, can't push the river. The river is, you know, you can't push the ocean. You have to float in it. It's non-linear time,
Right. And that's going to shift. What I ask people, what I'm a little worried about is that we won't, that in this vulnerability and you know, that some people will be have their feelings hurt. And then when Mars goes into Aries, we still don't have any wisdom, but we have a lot more energy.
Right.
So if we can use this time, especially now through the new moon in Pisces, to reflect and review and compost our past and kind of really think about what we're doing, then when the Aries comes, we have energy to direct it.
Right, right. Yeah, we do. And we also can then kind of listen to the bigger story underneath, you know. The other thing is a lot of times the reactions that people are having right now, I mean, I got an email from somebody earlier today. She had a huge fight with a friend of hers. Of course, you know, it's a 15-year friend, so it's set in opposition. But the friend, like, blasted her. And, you know, and she said, I cried all night. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, it was necessary for you to cry, but, you know, rather than, you know, this isn't what this friend normally does. Maybe, you know, just stepping back and allowing everybody to be in highly emotional state. And that person happened to be a fire person, so fire people blast. They flare, you know. Everybody's going to be working at their most
And that's also
undoing behavior. We're all going to be doing things that undo ourselves, because Pisces also is where we undo ourselves. It's where we undo our clothes and we brush our teeth before we go to bed. So it's the undoing of our energy also. So, you know, standing in a place of non-judgment, I think, is really key, Heather, what you said before. Like, don't judge it. Just witness it.
Right. Just witness it. And with that can come some real creative whimsy. I'm finding that where people are having funny and wonderful moments are being as they, you know, redecorate their house or I'm, you know, doing art projects that are just bringing delight to them.
And so that's working in the higher form of Neptune.
Absolutely. And helping them in that place. We're just going to need all the wisdom we can get when Mars and the Moon go into Aries on the 12th.
Well, because we're going to want to take a shotgun to something, you know.
Absolutely. If nothing, our engines go on, the rockets go forward, but we don't know where we're going.
We don't know where we're going yet. It's kind of like when you watch Cape Canaveral and that thing take off and you're like, oh, yeah, that's like a lot of energy, isn't it, you know? And then right behind it, there's a whole pile more. So because everything then shifts, all the water shifts into all the fire. So all the fire people are going to be really happy and the rest of us are going to be going, what the hell is happening? You know, how did this, it went from laying around eating bonbons to suddenly we're all exercising and going to, you know, boot camp or something. It's all for the fun. The other thing we have this week is the Venus going through the finger of God. Last week we had the sun when the Pope sat down, and then Mercury went through it when he announced his resignation, and Mars went through the finger of God when we had the asteroid hit. So this week we have Venus hit it on Wednesday, and then we have Mercury go back through it retrograde on Thursday, and then we have Saturn and Pluto perfect on Friday. So Saturn and Pluto are bringing back the story from December 26th, when we had that big snowstorm in the west east coast and nobody could travel.
And we're having another one tonight. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have another one because this is big water.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, paralyze you, make you sit in your house quietly and not do anything. And then we'll have a third one on, I think it's September 23rd or something next fall. But so this
mm-hmm.
is the middle one. This is the adjusting opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff you've been working on since the beginning of December, December 4th, when the finger of God started to form between Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter. Remember, these are outer planets asking us to evolve. Saturn is the structure in our life. He's in the sign of Scorpio. He's asking us to go deep in a psychological way, to go back into our childhood, go back into the limitations that we carry in our own psyche that are, you know, your father said this or your mother said that or the nun said this or, you know, you never did good at that. You know, it was always your sister was always the smart one and you were the pretty one. Whatever the story is, we're being
mm-hmm.
asked to go back in and restructure it and understand how our psychological limitations have affected what we've built.
Mm-hmm.
Sextile to Pluto, in Capricorn, the ability to evolve and change the structure. We're being asked, how do we want to evolve and change that structure once we understand the story behind it? And it's a closing sextile. Saturn's coming
mm-hmm.
to Pluto, so it's finishing
mm-hmm.
up the story from whenever they joined, I think it was in 82. And then the inconjunct Jupiter, both of them are legs, and they're talking to Jupiter in Gemini, which is two choices. You can
mm-hmm.
do the old way, you can do a new way, or even
mm-hmm.
a third way you haven't thought of. Gemini is the duality. It's why we're having all these doubles now. So it's about knowing there's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Gemini, of course, is very flaky in a bad way when it's answering
mm-hmm.
to Mercury
mm-hmm.
and Pisces, because Mercury and Pisces is a little drifty, dreamy. So we're
mm-hmm.
kind of flaky right now. So don't
mm-hmm.
judge the flaky. Feel
mm-hmm.
the feeling and then go, okay, that's a really old feeling. Wow, it's reminding me. I had one client, she was ninth grade, nine years old. This boy she had a crush on, and it was breaking up with this new guy who treated her like that boy, where, you know, he was like, you don't have any
mm-hmm.
value, you're not worth anything, and she kind of carried it all these years.
Mm.
And she's like, I realized I was still carrying that nine-year-old me, and I just kind of hugged her, you know, I held, I pulled her in and held her and comforted her and
mm-hmm.
say, come here, let me, you don't have to be carrying that nine-year-old mean
mm-hmm.
bully. And then keep repeating, you know, to find worth. So evolution, all about evolving.
Evolution, and you're right about any place that we feel victimized is
yes.
definitely coming to the surface and working its way out.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, we have to be careful not to attach to that. You know, when it comes up, it, you know, again, feel it, but don't
mm-hmm.
believe it.
Feel yes. it, but don't believe it, right.
Feel
and
it
Mars
identify with it.
Right. Mars is in a really mean section of Pisces right now. Okay.
Yeah.
He's in the Scorpio decans. So he knows exactly what to say to go after a really big part of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says something snotty or mean to you, you just have to go, okay, they're working out something really big.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that that's how they're processing, but if they're attacking me on a psychological
mm-hmm.
area, you really
mm-hmm.
need to sit with it and be kind to yourself and hold that space. Because they're doing whatever they're doing, but you're also being asked to go back in and look at whatever they said to you
and
re-vision it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? That Pisces also has a real warrior side. Pisces
yes.
hates to
mm-hmm.
feel guilt-tripped or
yes.
Cornered, or especially guilt-tripped, but cornered or victimized. And so one
yes.
side of Pisces can leave us feeling soft and vulnerable. The other side is pretty intense. You know,
yes.
George Washington was a Pisces. There are, you know, there's been some pretty fierce Pisces warriors over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it comes, it's, you know, it has a strong compassionate side, but hates to be guilt-tripped. And you find that if people feel like they're stuck in a corner or they're feeling like someone's trying to guilt-trip them, they can get really mean right now. Mostly
right.
that's not where they go, but that edgy side or feeling unsafe with their vulnerability or dependent will tend to bring out the sharp edges of that Mars in the last decade.
Yeah, yeah. And he's there through next Tuesday, so he can really slice and dice because it's Scorpio. It goes in on something that you kind of, you know, you almost, you know how when you get a paper cut,
mm-hmm.
you don't even realize you've been cut? and then you're bleeding because it's like a stab, but then you're like, wow, I'm bleeding, because it really goes after a vulnerable place. So, all right, so we got some callers on the line, so we'll take one. We don't even give the number out because they've been holding already. All right.
Okay.
So if you called before, we're going to ask you not to call. Well, we'll never mind. We'll talk to you anyway. We're like that. All right, so 767-564, you're on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Wow. I'm thrilled. I'm going to...
Oh. Okay, wonderful.
Okay, hi.
What's your name and birth information?
My name is Jill, and my birth information is 11/5/1965.
Okay, 11/5.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. And Upland, California.
And
okay,
how can we
what's
help
your
you?
Question?
Well, I just kind of wanted generally, what's up? Anything going on with this Pisces stuff or anything coming up in the next?
Oh, yeah. You have a beautiful lineup. Your moon is in Aries. Yours, your Scorpio moon in Aries. And your moon is at the very first degree of Aries. So it's going to be an exciting day for you next Tuesday, probably, as Mars goes over your moon and sort of stirs you up and stirs up your energy. You've got Saturn right near your sun now, though it'll back up. You'll feel a lot younger in about a year and a half. And that the with Saturn coming near your sun, the universe is asking you to grow up. Now, you could be 7 or 70, and it doesn't care. It's going to say to ask you to mature to the next level of yourself. The lineup in Pisces, you have Mercury, your ascendant. You're born as Mercury was rising, with your ascendant, Mars, and Venus all in Sagittarius. You know, it looks like charming, good dealing with the world, even though you've got your very private life. It looks like a pretty public life. But all these planets in Pisces are squaring your Sagittarius, and Mars is coming to square your Mars. So you may be feeling diffused. It's kind of hard to get things focused, but, you know, stimulated nonetheless. And it can be a very creative time for you because it's happening, and if you've got a chance to let your imagination roam, it's lovely. But you may
when
be
is this?
Impatient right now.
Oh.
But you may be feeling impatient with the sort of fuzziness of what's going on for you. Impatient because that your energy is kind of getting ready to move forward and the circumstances around you may not. So next Tuesday, Mars hits your moon. And right before it does that, right now, Mars is squaring your natal Mars. So that can make you kind of bring up your impatience and your desire to get on with things, even though it's not quite time. What's going on? And can we focus this on a more specific question for you? Because there's a lot going on. You've also just went to your progressed lunar new moon. There's a whole bunch happening in your chart. And we've only got 10 minutes.
Jupiter return in a couple of months. So that starts a new 12-year cycle, which for you is pretty big because you're a Jupiter-ruled girl. You're Sag rising with all that Sag planets in the first house. So a new 12-year cycle starting in July, first week in July, which means right now you're releasing a lot of stuff and pulling in people that you're going to play with for the next 12 years. Similar to 2001 and 89 and 77. Each of those years you had big kind of bring in 78. Brought in a lot of new people. You're doing that again this year. Every 12 years, we have a Jupiter return. And for you, it's important because he rules your Pisces planet, your roots, your home, your foundation, how you think about things. And he rules your love life and your ability to take action and just a lot of stuff in your chart. You got a lot going on. I mean, you're also
releasing. You just started a new 30-year cycle about 2 months ago when your progressed moon you just entered a progressed lunar new moon cycle. And it's moving into a time of, you know, kind of really digging your teeth into some solid work in the next phase of your life. Is there a specific question that we can help you with?
Well, I was curious about my Jupiter return. I heard that somebody in our you know, kind of age group was mm-hmm. experienced their Jupiter return. So I figured mine. But isn't Jupiter a planet of good luck and fortune? So that's a good
generally.
Thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good new cycle starting, new 12-year cycle. And your mm-hmm. Jupiter happens to be exalted and also on what's called the world axis. So you have a nice Jupiter plus you're a Sag mm-hmm. rising. Your Mercury,
which is ruled by Jupiter.
Which is ruled by Jupiter. Your mm-hmm. south node's ruled by him, your Mars, your Venus, your Saturn, your Chiron, and your Ceres. And your
so
home.
Some
all
good
by
new
Jupiter.
Beginnings coming up for you.
Huge beginnings.
In the months
yeah.
ahead. Not this week.
No, this week you're releasing.
But, you know, I think that you can already feel that Jupiter return, and you can feel the Mars and Aries cooking you, and you can maybe, and you're sort of hungry for what's about to come. You know that there's a lot of possibilities, and, you know, you're going to work with them. You're not a passive chart. I know you're going to take advantage of every opportunity that you get. And so it just is this week. You may feel like you're spinning the wheels, and it's not time to look 5 months down the head. It's just time to kind of process what's already here, clear the decks, because you've got a lot coming up in the months ahead.
Right.
Well, good. I'm a CPA,
ready.
So I have my head down doing taxes at this point until April 15th. So.
yeah. You don't have to worry
yeah.
about dealing with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you
it'll get easier after March 18th.
Yeah. The other thing to remember is if you know people that are having their Jupiter return right now, they have their Jupiter in Gemini. And, Jupiter
That'll
does not like being in Gemini. So they're
Yours
maybe not having
Cancer?
As much fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter loves being in Cancer, which is what you have. So
oh.
you're going to have a much nicer one come July than what you're mm-hmm. watching your friends have right now.
Oh, good.
Because what it's doing is making them choose direction and possibly playing with a lot of their choices and bringing up a lot of sibling stories and people not telling them the truth and stuff like that. So they have to learn a different lesson. You have a great Jupiter. Yours is really nicely placed.
Okay.
And he's in a sign he loves, so yours should be fine. And
good.
Also, you know, when you're having a Jupiter return, you can tend to gain a little weight. So it's pudgy time, so that's, you know, if you've been gaining weight, kind of going, oh, yeah, I've been getting a little pudgy here. That's the Jupiter, too, because he likes to expand things.
He likes to expand. It doesn't have to be physical. It can
I'd
be
rather have
way.
It be my wallet, not my,
right.
my
yeah.
waistline.
Not your
it
waistline
looks like it
hip.
Expands who's in your life. That
pardon me?
It looks like it expands your social circle.
Oh, good, because it's pretty isolated.
Right, and expands your social circle. Now, your chart has some real, that you tend to be very, very private about your private life, and I said public about your public life, so that you deal well with the world as your public persona, as your professional side. But that private side of you can be hard for you to show, and so I think that's not that easy for people to, a lot of people know you, but you're not an easy person to actually get to know.
Right, you're very right. And when people turn the conversation around and ask about me, it's like I clam up and I get all
right.
tongue twisted and everything.
You can talk about you can talk freely about anything but yourself.
Right.
That's the Mercury on the south node. It's if they ask you a personal question, you get quiet. You know, you just.
It's also Scorpio
as
well.
Is it safe to answer that question? I don't even know if it's safe. Yeah.
But
it's,
I just want to ask
place.
You to push yourself a little on that. And to say, you know, it's isolating if you know everybody but they don't know you.
Right.
And as Jupiter comes to soften up your house of partnership and relationships and equals in your life and brings in kind of new community, let them a little closer. Tell them just a little bit more about yourself if they seem interested.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, watch them and see how they are. You tend to have pretty quick, you know, you like your independence, absolutely. But you tend to have sort of quick release bindings that if it's not easy with somebody, you'll tend to kind of cut them out and move on.
Yes.
and don't really get a chance to work with them at a deeper level.
Uh-huh.
And to be able to say what you need and negotiate for what you need. It's like they're in or they're out. And so pushing yourself a little bit on, you know, being in more relationships. But we're going to need to head out pretty soon, so I'm going to say goodbye.
Yeah, the British lady spoke.
And good luck with your Jupiter return. And good luck to everybody out there in this last soft week, to be kind to yourselves and each other this week. Dream well and get ready for a busy spring. This is Heather Rowan Robinson.
Busy spring next week happens,
Yeah.
So this is Ann Ortley signing off from New York. And
Heather Rowan Robbins off from Minnesota.
And
take
Mark
care.
Will be back next week. Right now he's dreaming because he's got to go stand on his head at 5 in the morning. And all the rest of you can just think, he's standing on his head and I'm sleeping. This is a good thing. So take care, everybody. Talk to you all
good
next
night.
Week.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.